Triathlon success depends as much on equipment preparation as on training. The core point is that beginners do not need expensive gear to finish, but they do need the right essentials, proper fit, and extensive testing. Missing a critical item, such as a required wetsuit or flat kit, can end a race before it starts. The guide presents 15 race day essentials that work together to reduce transition time, prevent injury, support performance, and avoid mechanical failures. The tri-suit is the foundation of efficient racing. It eliminates clothing changes between swim, bike, and run, saving 30-60 seconds per transition. It should be quick drying, snug, and tested in training. A wetsuit can improve swim times by 6-11%, saving 3-6 minutes in an Ironman distance swim. It provides buoyancy, thermal protection, and a more horizontal body position. Wetsuits are generally mandatory below 14 degrees C/57 degrees F and prohibited above 24.5 degrees C/76.1 degrees F in standard distance races. Beginners should practice putting it on, use anti-chafe protection, and rinse it with cold water. Swim goggles and swim caps are small but critical. Goggles protect eyes from chlorine, salt, and debris while allowing clear sighting in open water. Fit matters more than features, and athletes should test them without the strap and carry backups. Swim caps reduce drag, protect hair, improve visibility, and help prevent heat loss. The head can lose up to 45% of body heat in cold water. Silicone caps are common, while neoprene caps are used for colder conditions. The bike accounts for roughly 60% of total race time, making it one of the most important pieces of equipment. Beginners should prioritize fit over price. A properly fitted $1,000 bike can outperform an uncomfortable $10,000 bike. Road bikes are usually the best starting point, while triathlon bikes offer more aerodynamics on flat courses. A helmet is non-negotiable for safety, and aero helmets can save 30-60 seconds per hour, reducing power demand by about 12.6 watts. Cycling shoes improve power transfer and transition speed, especially with quick entry designs, stiff soles, and clipless pedals. A flat kit is essential because tire problems account for about 80% of race day mechanical issues. It should include tubes, tire levers, and a pump or CO2 inflator. Sunglasses protect the eyes from UV, wind, dust, and debris, and quality lenses can reduce fatigue and improve visual clarity. Running shoes should be quick entry, cushioned, and broken in before race day, especially for triathletes who race sockless. A race belt is inexpensive, but valuable, because it allows the bib to be rotated from back to front without stopping or damaging the suit. Nutrition and hydration are treated as the fourth discipline. Even a 2% drop in body weight from dehydration can reduce performance by up to 15%. For races lasting 1, 32, 30 hours, target 30-60 grams of carbohydrates per hour. For longer races, target 70-90 grams per hour. Hydration needs vary widely, often from 500 ml to over 2 liters per hour, with sodium intake typically 300-600 mg per hour, and more for heavy sweaters in heat. Athletes should test all fueling strategies in training and avoid new products on race day. A transition towel helps organize gear and mark the athlete's spot in a crowded transition area. It should be bright, compact, and large enough to hold the bike, helmet, shoes, and other essentials. Anti-chafe products are essential for preventing painful skin irritation from the wetsuit, tri-suit, straps, and repetitive motion. They should be applied generously before racing, especially around the neck, underarms, thighs, and suit edges. A GPS watch or multi-sport watch helps with pacing, heart rate management, transition timing, and post-race analysis. It should be waterproof, easy to operate, and familiar to the athlete. The most important takeaways are that expensive gear does not guarantee success, but poor preparation does cause failure. Beginners should focus on fit, comfort, and reliability rather than marginal gains. Every piece of equipment should be tested in training, never introduced for the first time on race day. Transition efficiency, nutrition planning, and mechanical preparedness are often more valuable than high-end upgrades. Ultimately, the goal is not to own the best gear, but to use a proven, organized, and race-ready system that supports the athlete's fitness and strategy.